Although our gospel message today is about Jesus and John the Baptist, I'm sure most people are already thinking of Christmas celebrations. And one wonders why the Trinity Lectionary should feature Matthew's account of John the Baptist's inquiry of Jesus. How does one relate this story? Well, we light our candles for Advent, and we will be doing that later. And to know if Jesus really is Christ, or whether we should look at someone else, John paves the way for us. John, my friends, has a personal interest in this. The Messiah, Christ, is expected to release captives from prison. And John is in prison. So John hits a low patch and sends some of his disciples to ask Jesus if he really is the Messiah that Israel is waiting for. Can anyone remember that John is the one who announced that Jesus, his cousin, was the Messiah? Wasn't it John who saw the Holy Spirit descend on him like a dove and heard a voice? John's problem is this. Jesus is performing miracles, but there is no sign of the mighty judgment with Holy Spirit and fire, which John himself had promised and expected. Additionally, by Jewish standards, he is not at all a holy man. He does not appear to fast, and he keeps what to them is bad company. So what does Jesus do? He sends a message back to John. He does not say to John, "Of course I am. Don't you remember the incident at the Jordan?" He does not even tell John that he appreciates the work John did in preparing the way for him. Because John has a reward as the greatest of the Old Testament prophets. In ordinary parlance, one could say he does not massage John's ego. What does he do? He carries on healing people and then tells the disciples, which is recorded for us in verses 5 and 6, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind see sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." He quotes words from the prophet Isaiah. There are signs of the Messiah's work in the ministry of Jesus. Blind seeing, deaf are hearing, lame are leaping, dumb are shouting. But best of all, the poor are hearing the good news that God's kingdom is coming. Isaiah 61, verse 11. Jesus takes John back to the prophecy about himself and what the Messiah came to do. John did not need a temporary fix that affected only his head. Jesus pointed John to what he knew and understood at the heart level. The Messiah would be a miracle worker, sent by God, and those who believe would not stumble. John knew the scriptures, and seeing with the heart through the word of God is better than seeing with the ordinary eyes. John knew God well enough to walk by faith rather than sight, once pointing to the scriptures. But then, for the crowd, Jesus gave some further information. As John's disciples leave, Jesus pays tribute to his faithful cousin. He told them that John was the greatest of the prophets, the one whom Malachi predicted would prepare the way for the Messiah. Malachi 3, verse 1. John actually closed out the old covenant period and ushered in the new covenant that we are under today. And no one born before him was greater. But then Jesus adds something else. For those of us in the New Testament world to consider deeply. He knows how many of us resist making a commitment. He says in verse 11, yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Do you know that we have been transferred into the kingdom of God's Son? Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13 says, God, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We, my friends, are the people who have been put into the kingdom, and we have the power within us through the Holy Spirit to be and do more than John was able to. But we have to believe. We must believe and we must commit. Jesus confirms this by telling us his current disciples through John 20, verse 21. And we read, again, Jesus said to them, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so also I am sending you. We've just read how the Father sent Jesus to teach and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons, so to speak. Well, Jesus tells us that's how he has commissioned us and sent us out. For us today, not seeing Jesus' miracles firsthand, it puts us in the same position as John. We are all imagines. We are all imagines. Not just the ones who have gone through training and been commissioned. We are all imagines. Do we know these scriptures and believe them so that we can operate by faith in the power of God? Or do we live by sight and sit around waiting until we see it ourselves and then we believe it? In the world, seeing is believing. In the kingdom of God's Son, believing is seeing. We can have peace that is beyond human understanding as we live by faith and carry out Jesus' commission to preach the gospel with power, as he did through Holy Spirit. God calls us sons and daughters, his children. Let us in faith take baby steps at first, but grow in grace as we tell others of the gospel of Christ. Our words, when they are Bible words, release the Spirit of God into the atmosphere to influence the spirits of those listening. Or peace goes out to them. This is not a game. This is a commission command from our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. If they don't want it at the time, or peace will return to us, and we simply move on to the next situation where we can say a word of Christian encouragement to people within our sphere of influence. And read Matthew 10, verse 30. We sow the seed. Later, the plow will come to work it into the soil. Another time, it will be watered, and God gives the growth. Isn't it great when the plan of God for his kingdom comes together? My brothers and sisters, visitors and friends, let us pray and prepare ourselves not only for Christmas to welcome and celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Christ child, but to commit ourselves afresh to serving him for all the remaining days of our life and to tell others about the good news of the kingdom of God prepared for us all.